You're listening to SBS News.
Air pollution inequality between wealthy and poor countries is widening. The latest World Health Organization report shows declining pollution levels in some parts of Europe and the Americas. But concentrations of air particles are still dangerously high in many parts of Asia, India, and the Middle East. According to the study, New Delhi, Cairo, and Beijing are among the most polluted cities on the planet. 14 of the world's worst-scoring cities are in India. New Delhi student Kamaya says the statistics for India are shameful.
This should be shameful for us, and it should open our eyes now, and we should, instead of using vehicles, we can bicycle, we can walk. Even I, as a student, I come by walking, and I guess that doesn't harm me.
Anumita Roy Chowdhury is the head of pollution and clean transport at India's Centre for Science and Environment. She says a national clean air action plan is being developed to address the health and environmental issue.
It's a national problem, and that's the reason why we are looking with a lot of interest and great urgency at the National Clean Air Action Plan, which the Ministry of Environment and Forest is developing right now.
The World Health Organization estimates 7 million people die each year from exposure to fine particles in polluted air, which can cause stroke, heart disease, lung cancer, and respiratory infections. 9 out of every 10 people is said to be breathing polluted air. Dr. Mariah Neera of the World Health Organization says the current levels of air pollution in many countries is unacceptable.
This is fundamental and unacceptable, having every year 7 million deaths caused by exposure to air pollution, means as well that 9 every 10 persons around the world are breathing an air that is not respecting the recommended guidelines of WHO for air quality. So it's going beyond the recommended standards. That's really very dramatic.
She explains that the poorest and most marginalized communities are worst affected.
3 billion people around the world, so almost half, 50% of the world, global population, is still cooking and heating and lighting their house with solid fuels, wood, whatever they have available, which is not very clean fuels. And this is having a very negative impact on their health. And this is something that we need to solve. We need to increase access to clean fuels, clean energy for this very important proportion of our population.
Art students in Iraq are taking steps to combat rising pollution levels there. A group of students painted street walls in the Kurdistan city of Sulaymaniyah with images of people cycling and watering plants. Student Mohammed Hussein says he hopes the murals will draw people's attention to environmental threats in Iraq.
The work is well received by the people. Passers-by often stop to talk and thank us. This motivates us to work harder to serve the environment. We worked even under strong wind and heavy rain to convey a message to the people. Iraq has a population of 32 million people and 15 million cars in the country. That's a car for every 2 people. Iraq is also an oil-producing country, and there are a number of plants with no pollution filters, thus constituting a danger day after day. All these factors threaten our environment, and we call on the government to take measures to stop the dangers threatening our country.
The World Health Organization will hold the first global conference on air pollution and health later this year. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.